Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
Yeah, it is a final from Miller Park, and thankfully that game got over. And that's where we're at here. Yeah. 11-4, the final, as the Brewers fall in game three of this four-game set, setting up a huge game tomorrow. And welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim and Tausch here in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios. And this one had funky and sideways written all over it before the game even started, Billy.
Yeah, I told you off the air, I thought if the Brewers lost by 10, I mean, it could have been 10-0 tonight, we were going to have enough to talk about because of how this game unfolded within 20 minutes while I was on the air and knowing nothing during the pregame show of whatever was going on. And then once this game got into the first inning, the storylines were written for what we were talking about tonight.
It was, and I think it even once Corbin Burns was shown on the television on Fox Sports Wisconsin as in uniform and in the bullpen, it caught LePay and Schroeder off guard too.
Right away, it was awesome.
Nobody knew he was in town. Who was covering pregame today? Tim Allen? No one saw this guy in the clubhouse.
Nobody saw the jersey. No one saw the locker. The best part is, like, Tim, it's, you know, I love professional wrestling, right? This was a professional wrestling stunt pulled off in real life. But the worst part is nowadays with social media has killed it because you know what's happening. Everybody sees a picture of the guy. Somebody sees him at Walmart before the game or whatever. The Brewers pulled off what Vince McMahon and the WWE wishes they could pull off forever. And that's nobody knowing that there's going to be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble. And the surprise entrant tonight was Corbin Burns. And somebody hit the glass, broke it, and Corbin Burns' music came out, and he ended up pitching three innings and not doing all that well.
Not sure if he flew into Mitchell. I'm assuming he did. He was coming from Iowa, from what I understand. The missions were in Iowa, I think. And so was he into Chicago and then drove up? But if he landed at Mitchell, nobody saw. Do you imagine that? Just Corbin Burns walking through the airport.
Well, in either way, I mean, to be completely honest with you, what is it, a 40-minute plane ride if they charter it? It's also a four-hour drive, depending on exactly what they did with it, if they're in Iowa City. There were so many different ways that he could have been here. But for nobody to know, and frankly for nobody to understand that Chase Anderson wasn't going to be able to pitch tonight, is a whole nother story.
It is, and Chase Anderson, from all accounts, and we're going to get more on this on Chase Anderson, and I'll tell you what this comes down to in just a second here, but just to start at the beginning, everything's all set. Baby Tausch doing the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, getting you ready for Brewers and Rockies Game 3, and we hear from manager Craig Counsell, and we get your starting lineups and the whole deal. Chase is about to start. So you and I get off the phone, final couple of minutes of the on-deck show, and I'm going to catch a little of the game on TV and see what's going on. And all of a sudden they say, well, the trainer and Chase Anderson are having a chat, and it's not looking good. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. No, they don't need this. Chase coming off a couple of decent outings.
Yeah, looking good, getting back in the rotation, going to make his third start of the year.
I had high hopes for him to stay in the rotation, honestly. Just be a
didn't
be a
seem
foundational.
Like he was coming out. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and so they were looking at his hand, and that was the report there. So then you have Jacob Barnes warming up. Barnes should have stayed warming up instead of coming into this game. Because
that would have been a better place for him to be, is just in the bullpen. I love Jacob more than anybody.
Yeah, I love you, Jacob Andrew Barnes, but man, you can't. even though it was a scramble start for you, you knew that they only expected at best six outs, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. He threw 38 pitches, I believe it was. Yeah, 38 pitches. That was all you were going to get. Like, however you dispersed them, that was what you were doing, Jake. That's all you got to do. Just 40 pitches, and you can go ice your arm and hang out the rest
and
of the night.
And if you are the Colorado Rockies, and you knew it was a late scratch start, a scramble start for a reliever, what are you going to do? Now, here's what I'm thinking. If I know this, that what I would do offensively if I'm the Rockies, oh, man, I'm taking pitches. I'm taking a ton of pitches. You better grease the plate or I'm taking it. I'm taking on the corners. I'm taking up. I'm taking down. Because you know why? We're only going to allow you to throw one inning. And we're going to tap that bullpen for tomorrow's victory.
So you would, in that sense, what you're saying, and to the people listening, you would rather take a called third strike if it's a 3-2 count because you want to make sure that this guy's throwing pitches because you don't believe that it's going to be a long night for him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did. And that's what they did. That's what the Rockies
did. Well, Coach Ball Club.
Smart move. It was a smart game plan by the Rockies. And they Barnes walked the first couple of men. So you knew at that point. So Corbin Burnes then, as details start to flush out, apparently the Brewers had to get permission from the league to make this IL move and activate Burnes for this game tonight. Which I completely understand. If I'm the other manager, though, I do complain about it. I would have. I mean, pending the outcome of this game, if it had worked out. But they did get permission to go ahead and make the move. Chase Anderson officially put on the IL. Corbin Burnes activated for this one. So now it comes down to this, Billy, and here's the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Whose roster spot was Corbin Burnes going to take tomorrow?
Your guess is as good as mine, Tim.
To me, is the question in this situation. Let's say Chase Anderson doesn't get hurt tonight. Now, again, I think this is just my opinion. I think there was a heads up here that Chase knew he had the callus going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he knew that at some point this thing was going to pop. That's just my theory on this. And that's why they called up Burnes. And they kind of thought that Chase, we're going to get this thing right. We're going to pitch you till it pops. Because they probably knew, and this, again, just my guess. And then we'll have Burnes here. So he just traveled here to be ready when that happened, not if it happened, when it happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because and when it first is described, it's described as a laceration. And that doesn't make any sense because what would he have done? Cut himself with a salad knife, cut himself with opening a kid's toy, cut himself, you know, doing something that nobody wants to know about. There's a few different ways that happens, but all of that is premature to you getting to the ballpark. And for this, Tim, you're right that a lot of these pitchers, which I didn't really notice and know until I started covering the team and being down there, is, dude, all these guys' hands are calloused up. Like,
yeah.
It is how you grip the baseball, and a lot of it depends on spin rate of how well you're able to maintain a callus on your hand. So for when these guys have one pop, like you said, they know when the thing's about to go.
Yeah.
And if Chase was expected to be activated tomorrow, like you said, they probably thought, hey man, let's go see out and see how many you can get us then. Because
yeah.
We got Freddie coming in to start tomorrow. Odds are he goes 3 2/3 because, I mean, what else is he going to do? And then you line it up from there, so we know we're going to be heavy in the bullpen anyway. We have Burnes, then we can activate him tomorrow. He can jump on the back of Freddie because they were lined up on the same day.
Yes, or were they going to put Burnes right back in that bullpen, activate Peralta, leave him in with Gio, Woodruff, Davies, and Chacin? And they were going to go Burnes in the bullpen for Chase tomorrow.
I think if you do it that way, though, how you're thinking more in a very short-term sample size. You're looking at just what you're going to do to try to win tomorrow's game. I think I'm trying to look at it in the next, like, month, if they would stack it up. I could see them doing something similar to that. Tim, and you and I have talked about it, I don't know, on the air, but off the air, where you just have two of these young guys, and that's their day. where Burns either starts it for the first four and then Peralta goes in for the next four, and you play it by ear in that way.
799-1250 if you want to join the conversation here. The Brewers with a weird game tonight, weird pregame, I guess. And my guess is that a couple of days ago, during a Chase Anderson bullpen session, getting ready for today's start, they noticed the blister. You do recall last year, a lot of the pitchers around the league were complaining. You remember this, Billy? Early last year, they were complaining about the baseballs were a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. This may be Chase's turn to get a certain blister or a callus that builds up on there, and eventually they do break open, and they probably had a little heads up for this. Looks to me like Corbin was headed to the bullpen, though. If Freddie was anything tomorrow, then your rotation would be Chacin, Davies, Peralta, Gio Gonzalez, and Brandon Woodruff. Those are your five now, I think, moving forward.
And I feel good with that. I feel a lot better with that than I did with a lot of other situations that they've had out there.
That's the question I'm going to throw out there then. Are you confident? How do you feel about that rotation right there? Chacin, Davies, Woodruff, Freddie Peralta, and Gio Gonzalez. 799-1250. The Brewers lose today, by the way. I was going crazy when Donnie Hart completed. He was an out-getter, and I brought that back into play tonight.
Oh, just, you were busting it out?
Yes.
Oh, man, I missed that? That's disappointing.
They absolutely needed outs out of Donnie Hart tonight, and they got him, man.
So does
they
Donnie did. Hart get the casualty tomorrow for the roster spot?
Probably.
That stinks. I like him a lot. I wanted to talk to him this weekend.
You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Brewers fall tonight. They get blown out, although they did have the lead 4-3 after four innings, and then Burns, he got lit up a little bit in that sixth inning, and that was all she wrote. Want to get your thoughts on the starting rotation. We'll list out the five that are, in our minds, going to remain in that rotation after the break here, and we'll be back right here on The Fan.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
All right, well, the Brewers pitching staff tonight, at least, was not in the hot category outside of Donnie Hart, who's hot. Yeah, three scoreless innings of relief when they had to have it. The left-hander picks up where Jacob Barnes could only get the three outs and give up three runs while he did so. So that would be a not right there. But Donnie Hart would be the hot, yes. Moustakas, a two-run shot in the first. And also, how about Ben Gamel? This guy's been a little gamer for this team. I have.
You know. That's your boy, though. You've been calling that ever since that trade. You and I talked when the Brewers made the deal, and we talked about it on Hot Stove and seemingly a couple times a week of Ben Gamel. And you've been back in BG for a while here. You're down with Ben Gamel, even though we had a nice conversation with him that just cannot be aired ever, ever.
No.
Never,
no.
Ever. Ever.
No, I'm a big fan of his, but not a big fan of there's no maybe about it. The worst interview that you and I have done together.
Yes.
With a player.
Oh, by far. Yeah, not even close.
So that would be in the not category.
It was brutal. I mean, like, if we can say how brutal it was, Tim, it was one of the worst that we've ever done before.
And it
ever.
Wasn't his fault. That's not what we're saying.
No, it was 1,000% it was 1,000% user error. And I think that's what the most frustrating part of it all is.
Yeah, but pilot and co-pilots, they just didn't work.
Decided to sleep that day or whatever.
No, it might have been the Boeing Super Max. I mean, I think that's what was going on. Who's Hot, Who's Not, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. And is Jeremy Jeffress going to pitch in a tight ball game? Velocity looked good
tonight. Apparently not.
I think he's getting ready, though. I think they're ready to unveil that in a super high leverage situation. Now, if you add up just the bullpen real quick, if you add up Jeffress, Junior Guerra, and then Josh Hader, I think you're starting to put things together out there a little bit.
You could, yeah, absolutely. I think you're rolling in the right direction, but still you're sitting in a position where, man, this dude was an all-star for you last year, and he's getting the velocity back. JJ was up at 95, but your bullpen is starting to take shape, but in a situation where you definitely weren't necessarily thinking it was going to.
Now, in the starting rotation, where's your confidence level now? It looks to me like it's going to settle in. Now, this is pending what happens with Freddie Peralta tomorrow. Who gets the start, game four, this four-game set against the Rocks. It's a 12-10 start tomorrow at Miller Park. Do you feel okay with this kind of till the, I don't know, till maybe, let's just say the All-Star break, just moving forward. A little forward thinking.
Wow, okay. Our friends
at Forward All-Star. Financial Partners. Okay. Check them out at FFPWI.com. If you go FFPWI.com, you hit on the team tab there. Mm-hmm. Just click on Kevin right there.
And yep, Kevin.
You'll get all you need right there with Forward Financial Partners. But
Kevin's good people.
How do you feel with these guys in the rotation several times through? Yolish Chacin, Zach Davies. Davies, by the way, has been just amazing. Under-talked about, under-rated, if you will. But Chacin, Zach Davies, Gio Gonzalez, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta. Those are your five. You're going to go to war with these guys for the foreseeable future. Gio Gonzalez, newly acquired.
Yeah, let me hear it again here.
Yolish Chacin, mm-hmm. Zach Davies, Gio Gonzalez, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta. Those are your five.
Yeah, I feel a lot better about it in the situation of Freddie has definitely been humbled. I think we can all agree with that. We know Woodruff has been humbled at the major league level. And Chacin is a veteran who, seventh start that he just made yesterday, right? Seventh start, yeah. for Chacin. That's usually a telltale sign that he's about to start kicking it in. And you're right, man. Zach Davies has been an absolute constant for you. Dude leads all of baseball with a 1.38 ERA. And I don't know, Gio Gonzalez, I think he does more for you than he does hurt you at this point, unless he proves you wrong in the next couple of months. You don't have much. You could do a lot worse. Is that, yes, better for me to say?
No. That's right on. Because I was going to say, if you rewind the clock to last year at this time, you might feel the same way about the five-man rotation at that point also.
Sure. Yeah. You're right.
So to say that, yeah, on paper it doesn't jump off you compared to other teams. These are out-getters. Nobody thought the Brewers' starting rotation was good enough last year to get it done. There's really that thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in the industry of baseball, they were laughing at the Cruz rotation last year. And they might be laughing at the five I just listed. What do you think the Cubs behind closed doors are saying? Look at over at the Brewers here. Chacin, Davies, Gio Gonzalez, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta. Are you kidding me?
No, all those old hags think that that's trash, and they don't think that it can compete. That's why they were cool with going into a year, Tim, with a rotation that the average age would all qualify for AARP cards.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, do you feel okay with that rotation? 414-799-1250 as Miller Park empties out. Well, it had been emptying out since
Corbin for quite Burns. Some time.
Yeah, sort of gave up a few runs. That was such a buzzkill right there, man. The Brewers get on the board in that, what, fifth inning?
Mm-hmm.
And take the lead. Ben Gamel, they finally break through. The fourth inning, they had a shot. Bases loaded, one out. Couldn't get it done. Ryan Braun, can you just come up with a hit here and there? That'd be
helpful. Come on, Brawny. We got you, kid.
Come on now. Come on, number eight. You'll break out of it.
194.
They do load the bases again with two outs in the fifth inning, down by a run. It was in a holding pattern of 3-2 right there, and Ben Gamel comes through, man. That was cool. Gives the Brewers the 4-3 lead at that time. Burns, the shutdown inning right there, I wanted it so bad I could taste it. I wanted that I'm convinced they get the shutdown inning right there, they win this baseball game. And it didn't happen. Burns, a couple of walks,
yeah,
a couple of singles, a double. There was a wild pitch. Three runs later, Brewers trail by two.
And the toughest part is this game was straight up for the taking. And in a game where, one of the best players in baseball, Nolan Arenado, does what some of the best players in baseball do. They hit multiple home runs in a game. Like, this guy is, Tim, he's a bona fide top, 50 player, I think, of all time, the way that he's pacing right now for what Nolan Arenado does. Five-tool player, and once again, proves why I like the guy so much. Dude hits a home run in a 10-4 game, Tim. He's running around second base, fist pumping like he just did a game-tying home run in game 163 to beat the Dodgers for the NL West title. I mean, the guy is just juiced up and loves baseball so much and will, in earlier in the night, cussing out the home plate umpire.
Oh, yeah.
Just letting him have it. Undress
Rockies, him. They didn't like the umpiring thus far in this series. Not at all. In fact, the catcher had to block the umpire in tonight's game before he went out there to get Sensamia.
Yeah, because they've been...
Sensatella.
So. You're right. Yeah, I said the same. I think I called him Sandatelli earlier today on the pregame show. But as I'm... as he's yelling and turns around, gets backdoor slidered by Albers. I mean, he just baited him. Turns around, throws his shoulders up. All right, cool, dude. I got you. I remember that. Second pitch in the next at-bat just hits it like 420.
The umpiring did have a questionable call in the Lorenzo Cain bases loaded at bat. It looks to me like he worked a bases loaded walk, and maybe that inning continues there. Thames has been swinging a nice bat here as of late, and maybe that game turns right there on that call. You just never know in the game of baseball. But starting rotation, Chacin, Zach Davies, Gio Gonzalez, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta. You okay with those five for the indefinite future? 3, 4, 5 times through? Next 40 games or so? 799-1250. Vincent, in California, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, what's up, man? Pitching killed me this game, man. Corbin Burns, I was thinking, when I saw the box score, though, I was like, man, please tell me he took care of that inning. I'm like, damn, he gave it up, man. He gave it up. But the starting rotation-wise, I like it. I'll give it a chance. I think Zach Davies, you know, like you said, you kind of took it out of my head. Man, he ain't got to give it up to him, man. He's been doing his job, doing what he's supposed to do, taking care of business. And Chacin, you know, he's cool. He's all right. I still like Freddie Peralta, like I said, maybe push him back, maybe make him be like the fifth guy or the fourth guy. And, you know, Gio Gonzalez is there. That's cool with me. Yeah, I'll give him a test. I'll roll with this. But this is the bullpen. It seems like, you know, starting pitching, not getting enough innings, and then the bullpen kind of, you know, giving up the runs or giving up too many walks. And when you give up these walks, man, that's how you start, you know, rallies. That's how you start, you know, one more in the score and all that.
I mean, but, Vincent, you, Billy, you too. I mean, you guys do understand how this looks to the rest of the league, right? The Brewers' rotation as well as the bullpen.
Yeah, man, it looks funny. People will be like, "Hey, man, these are, you got some old guy, and you got some young cats, and you got some mid, you know, been around players, been on multiple teams. He's been on the Angels, I think, back in 2016." But to me, at the end of the day, man, it's all about results. You know, you got to look at you can always look at it and say, "Hey, man, that's all trashy. That's like a trash bullpen." But at the end of the day, they get the job done. That's all that matters, man, is that win, loss, or column. But I got one more thing, man. Hey, man, I think you should try. The Brewers try to get Bartolo Colon, man. He can eat up any. He only got the 4 ERA.
Just been calling
ERA
for it. Yeah.
Man, you got to get him, man. He can eat up innings, man.
No, I 1,000% agree. Thanks, Vincent. I 1,000% agree. You go and get Bartolo Colon for nothing else but the fact that that dude is cool. Like, that is why you get him in this rotation.
Just for
simple
special
fact
seasons,
that dude
special
is cool.
Stories. Yes. Yeah. I do understand how this looks around the league. I do. When you look at that rotation, and then you look at the troubles that the bullpen has had. By the way, speaking of which, Alex Wilson and Jake Petrichka stay in the organization the way it looks.
Good work by them. That was a smart move. Very smart move, gentlemen.
It was. It was a smart move. I believe they both will pitch at the big league level with the Brewers this year.
I agree.
Wilson is far better than his numbers indicate.
I hope so, because those numbers are brutal, Tim.
Yeah,
brutal.
They are. But, I get how the bullpen looks.
Even though that's my boy.
And the numbers, Yeah, I mean, they're not looking good right now, and they'll tell you they've got to pitch better. Bullpen has to pick up their end of the bargain here, and the rotation. I'm all right with it. I am. I'm okay with it. Let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens.
We don't have much of a choice, though. We kind of have to be all right with it, don't we?
I guess for now, yeah. Yeah, I guess with the Chase injury. I was really looking forward to seeing what Chase could rattle off in 6 or 8 starts. I really was looking forward to that.
Because he seemed like he had gotten himself back into a good headspace, man. When we talked to him down in spring training, you interviewed him, I kind of just had, you know, the interaction of, hey, man, good seeing you. He looked like he was all out of sorts, didn't he? He just felt like he knew that people were looking at him to do something different because he told everybody he was going to do something different. He finally seemed really comfortable in what he was doing on the mound in those last couple of starts.
Yeah, it's just too bad. He is late scratch. You talk about a late scratch?
I mean, this is the latest.
As late as you could possibly get within 10 minutes of the game.
I'll tell you this, I loved it though, man. Loved every single minute of it.
Yeah, this was a wild one.
Same thing.
Looking forward to hearing from Craig Counsell a lot of answers to some questions that we have, and I don't know if we'll get exactly the answer.
Looks like we will.
Why Corbin Burnes was going to be activated tomorrow? Okay, fine. If you're going to activate him. However, whose roster spot was he going to take? Could it have been a Donnie Hart? It's possible. But I would like to get the answer to that question. If you want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250, the rotation, I think, is set. Maybe Craig Counsell will shed some light on that in a bit. Chacin, Davies, Woodruff, Gonzalez, and Peralta, tomorrow's starter. How do you feel about that? Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Tausch after a Brewers 11-4 loss.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
Yeah, not a good night at Miller Park tonight. Game 3 of this 4-game set, Brewers and Rockies. It goes to the Rockies, 11-4, the final, and a weird, weird start to this one as Chase Anderson, a last-minute scratch. And who got lit up in this? Well, you get three. You get Jacob Barnes.
You check.
Corbin Burnes.
Check.
And you get your boy Jay Jackson.
Oh, man.
I know.
Man, I'm pulling for I'm so pulling for Jay Jackson.
Me too.
Just every time we saw that guy in spring training, Tim, just head down. Like, we didn't even have time to interview him because he would walk in, grab his mitt, and he was going to play catch. He was going to do something. He was working so hard to make this team, didn't make it out of camp, gets the call so early, and you just pull it for him. Comes in first appearance, you know, I mean, strikes out Nolan Arenado, so there's that. Just
gave up a couple tonight.
It's going to happen, right?
Get them all out of the way.
Yeah, just get all four of them out. Those are the only four runs Jay Jackson will give up all year.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Could you imagine he wins comeback player of the year? Oh,
well,
wow.
I was thinking because he's going to get sent down to AAA.
Wow, you're a brutal human
Well,
being.
I'm just
You
saying,
are a brutal human
That would be
being.
Another way to only give up those four runs at the big league level.
That would be one.
We wish him the best. And I think that bullpen, again, is still trying to find itself. It is, guys. No matter how they want to tell you it is, you guys see it. You Brewers fans see it. The bullpen is still trying to find itself. I'm more confident with the rotation than I am with the bullpen at this point.
That's very understandable. Very understandable at this moment. Because it seems like we have more answers there.
Yeah, and like we said, with those five guys, even Freddie Peralta, to, you know, you hang your hat on that outing down in Cincinnati. 8 innings, a couple of runs, no-hit type stuff, a million strikeouts, so you know it's there. And Brandon Woodruff, for a gaudy 5.17 ERA, it is coming down. Guys, it is getting better. That's a dude that's getting better. And then the other three, you know, you feel actually decent about Chacin, Davies, and Gio Gonzalez. You're okay right there. So the bullpen, on the other hand, is finding itself. I think Jeremy Jeffress is a part of that. Nice to see the velocity up 93, 94 tonight. That is huge for Jeffress.
What?
Now, I don't know where the shoulder weakness comes from. I don't even know if they know where that weakness came from. But it is nice to see some velo numbers up.
I would like to know, and you're right, we won't know when they found out about it. I would like to know what number they feel comfortable with, or what they how they're going to feel comfortable with putting him in more high-leverage situations, though. Because, Tim, dude pitched in an 11-4 game tonight.
Yeah.
An 11-4 game in the ninth inning, and that guy was an all-star for you last year. Like, they really cannot trust him at this moment if they're putting him in those kind of situations.
Correction of this game, you might have to go to yesterday's game. I don't know if it would have had any huge impact, but I was curious with Junior Guerra going his third inning of work yesterday, as we talked about a little bit on Facebook Live. Correction of the game brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. I just wonder if Guerra may have pitched a rack tonight just to help out. Probably not.
I hope not.
But so you've got Guerra for tomorrow, I'm assuming.
Tim, Josh, right now Guerra is as close to how you used Josh Hader last year as I think possible. Like, that guy is your best
guy.
He is your best right-handed reliever. No, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about you don't put him in the game unless you think you're about to win, and he's the one that's bridging it to Hader because he's locked down at this moment.
Yeah, and he can give you a little bit of length, as we saw yesterday, but I think it was pushed just a little bit there. And we'll see who's on the roster, number one.
You think they got greedy? You think that pro team got greedy?
Yeah, they did.
Crazy.
They did yesterday. Donnie Hart, though, I'll tell you.
Donnie Hart. Come on, tell me about Donnie Hart. Tell me about Donnie Hart.
When they were down 3-0, well, first of all, when the Chase scratch happened, I was extremely disappointed. And you never like to go into a game that way. And you're like, all right, well, fine. Maybe this is one of those weird, funky nights that you find a way to get some motivation. Maybe the offense steps up and you find a way. Find a way, find a way, find a way. And then Barnes gives up three runs. You're like, oh, man, really? They answer with two in the bottom half of the first. And at that point right there, you got a ball game. I am going crazy after every out Donnie Hart gets. I knew how important that was. It may be so important that he got those outs that it earned him a trip to AAA. We don't know yet.
Yeah, that might be his reward. Like, when you played a good game in Little League, usually your parents would take you out for ice cream. The Brewers are going to send him to Iowa. Meet up with the AAA club. Donnie, great job, kid. Here's a flight to Des Moines.
We'll see you back here, Donnie.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're going to see Donnie. You're going to see a lot of Donnie Hart now. I'll tell you that much right now. He is going to get a lot more run, Tim. He's going to be that one of those 26, 27 guys where you count that last roster spot. There's four dudes that are inheriting it. Donnie Hart is working himself clearly into that spot.
He definitely is one. You want to squeeze in a call here before we get to council?
Let's grab Joel before we get to council. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
So, the pitching, it's getting frustrating. You know, actually, it's got Craig Counsell off the hook and a lot of people in the places that you watch Brewer baseball, because it's almost like anybody he puts in, it's not like he's making a mistake, you know? It's kind of frustrating.
Well, how do you feel about that rotation compared to the bullpen?
Well, you know, I agree with what you guys are saying. You know, Zach Davies, you know, he's looking like Zach Davies. You know, Chacin, yeah, he's got the stuff, you know.
It's an all-time.
You know, you go into the bullpen and, you know, Jeffers and, you know, a lot of – it's been since game one, you know. When we lost, you know what we were depending on last year. So I don't know. It's just I don't know if it's guys not doing their job, or guys getting out of their job, or guys I don't know. I mean, I think the people at the Brewer organization should know, but from a fan level, it's not working. You know, even from educated baseball fans like yourselves, it's not working. You know?
Well, it's working to the tune of a 17 and 15 mark with a lot of injuries and a tough schedule.
Yeah.
So
but
that's
they
where
could do
that's
better, right, guys.
Well, that's where I'm going to hang my hat right there. That I mean, because if you measure it that way, I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you know, if it's a. You know, all the cliches about where a team is at this time of the year and whatever. But, okay, so, I mean, I don't think Craig Counsell's happy or anybody's happy with 17 and 15. I think they're okay with it. You know, here we're going. Everybody, okay, right?
But that's a temporary thing, though, through a month.
Yeah, through a month, you know. And what's up with other teams? You know, when you're sitting here as a Milwaukee Brewer fan, I don't know where St. Louis is. Or some of these other teams, the Cubs are with their who's got hurt and what they could be doing and those type of things. And you know, all you can look at it is from the side of the wagon that you're on. You know,
right? Yeah, you can only see your side. Right? I get exactly what you're saying. Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
What you doing tonight, man?
Well, I'm just hanging out, looking over the Wolf River.
Nice.
The water level is just going below my dock, so I might be able to catch some white bass, which they just started running like crazy.
So you out fishing?
No. He's hoping he can go fishing, Timmy. So Joel, when you go out fishing, you a little cooler guy, or you just bring the lubricants with you out in their original packaging?
I really don't like drinking in the boat because I'm usually responsible, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure.
So you're not in the boat now and you're drinking, right?
I guided the river for about 20 years and did a bunch of TV, literally, even back in the day. So
Look at you, Joel. Look at you, Joel. A little superstar over here. Did a little TV.
No, don't make any money. I tell you what, you write fishing, you be an outdoor writer, everything. That's like going in a bait shop. You fish less. And don't make no money, you know?
Sounds like doing a radio show about the Brewers.
Yeah. No kidding. There you go.
Hey, Joel, you take it easy, man, all right? We're going to talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, you guys too. Take good care. Come fishing.
Ooh, yeah, we'll go fishing.
Yeah, that's...
I went once.
You don't sound like you want to go fishing with Joel, Tim.
Shaquem might want to join him.
I got to ask this. Did he just say that he's not drinking on the boat?
What he claimed.
Did I hear that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll go get a different guide. We'll go with Tommy the True and Dan Bush. Those guys sounded like a lot of fun.
Those dudes would have a cooler.
Oh, yeah. Multiple. Especially if they knew that they were going out with it. They'd have multiple coolers.
That would be fun.
That would be so much fun.
Scorching hot July day.
And the worst part is frankly, Sam Schmitz is in here, you know, and Sam kind of works with them a little bit, and Nick Bodie does too, hangs out with us at night. I haven't seen those guys in a while. I used to work with them every day. It was a lot of fun. Those dudes are wild, man. You don't know what they're going to do. They're both loose cannons.
You wouldn't think of that an outdoors, cutting-edge outdoors, a fishing, hunting, camping, whatever type of show would be something that you'd be entertained by. Trust me. Coming from a longtime radio guy, it's an entertaining show.
It's really an entertaining show. Yep.
You don't have to be into fishing and hunting to be entertained by those dudes. I'm not just saying that, because if I didn't feel like that, I wouldn't say it.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, you trash regular guys on this station. You have no loyalty to these dudes that are the fishing guys.
Not at all, but it really is a good show. They are who they are, man, I'm telling you. What you hear is what you get from those dudes there. And what you get from Craig Counsell is, maybe the answer to your question, or many questions. Let's hear from Craig Counsell. A lot to unpack here after a Brewers loss.
Craig, can you kind of take us through the timeline, how close before the game all of that happened?
Steve Carsey came running in, I don't know, it was probably about 6:15, 6:20, something like that, maybe 6:15, and just said Chase had a callus on his finger that just kind of cut open and on his right middle finger, and there was, you know, he was bleeding, and so that was, you know, he was trying to throw for a while, and then it was just bleeding too much, and he wouldn't have been able to, you know, they wouldn't have let him pitch. Yeah. So, you know, we had to kind of scramble into what we did.
How did you settle on Jacob? Was it just freshness and you can get hot quick?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, it's, you know, basically at that point, everybody's going to have to pitch, you know. Everybody's going to have to pitch, and so, you know, Jacob was fresh, and I thought he could give us two innings, two good innings, and, you know, it ended up only being one, but that's where we landed on it.
How did Corbin come into the equation?
Yeah, I mean, Corbin was just, Corbin got here at 5 o'clock. We're planning on activating him tomorrow. And after, you know, when Chase's finger, you know, was messed up, then we thought we should just activate Corbin today. You know, in case we needed him. It turns out we did.
Craig, is this an odd question? Is there, like, how quickly does that process happen with baseball?
Yeah, so we thought of it. David just called Major League Baseball right away, the commissioner's office to get it approved.
Craig, how come Corbin was up warming up in the first inning when Jacob was struggling, and then it was?
He was just playing. He wanted to play catch because he hadn't thrown at all today because he wasn't planning on doing anything.
Tomorrow,
he hadn't thrown at all. You know what I mean? He just got off a plane.
Tomorrow, you gotta put him in your bullpen.
Yeah.
So is the plan changed with him forward?
No.
From starting pitcher to relief pitcher.
He's gonna be in our bullpen for a little while here. Yeah.
We asked because we thought that was something you didn't want to do with. So that just kind of changed based on.
It's changed post Gio Gonzalez. Yeah.
And what does this do for your availability of guys tomorrow, Craig? I mean, I assume.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make some moves here. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say your club's close, right? I mean, the day game tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're going to, you know, we have to activate Freddie, first of all. Likely to be another move, yeah.
Do you view this, Craig? You know, you talked, the good thing that had been happening lately is you felt some forward momentum with the pitching. Does this set that back? You kind of throw it out because of the odds?
Yeah, I mean, this is a different night. You're just scrambling. You know, we're scrambling tonight, basically. And, you know, we got some great efforts. Donnie Hart gave us a tremendous three innings. You know, we just, you know, it's, you're asking for a lot of guys to do a nice job, and we had some run scoring opportunities that we just didn't cash in on, and you know, and they got a big inning in the eighth.
Considering the tough circumstances Corbin was put in, you know, showing up, and
yeah,
well, how did you think he threw?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, the, I didn't think he threw that bad. The little nubber by Desmond that got through kind of got that inning going, and then, you know, he got two outs, and they just couldn't get out of it. Walters and Blackman, you know, come up with base hits, unfortunately. But I thought he made some really nice pitches. Had a nice clean fifth inning. You know, and just couldn't get out of the sixth.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, you got some answers right there from Craig Council.
Yeah,
you know, there's a move coming tomorrow morning.
See you, Donnie.
Probably. And
man, that stinks.
Yeah, you would.
I like Donnie Hart. Don't know.
Post Geo means Burnsy is back in the bullpen.
Oh yeah, it does. And the best part is, Tim, can we just take a second and listen to just how cleanly Craig Council allows it. He He knows what he knows exactly what he's doing right here. This is Craig Counsell.
It's changed post Gio Gonzalez. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I said so. That's why.
It's changed post Gio Gonzalez. Yeah.
These guys are doing everything they can right now. And if you don't think that, then I will cite you tomorrow afternoon example after example.
Yeah, no doubt.
How they are adjusting, how they're really meeting every challenge. They are, and they're not letting you see them buckle at all. They know that they've had some struggling offensive weapons here. Jesus, Ryan Braun, Travis Shaw, they get it. They're working their way through that. The starting rotation, the three young dudes, Peralta, Woodruff, and Corbin Burns, they fought kicking and screaming and scratching and punching their way out of that deal. They went ahead and got Gio Gonzalez because that was part of recovering that deal in the bullpen. And they're making moves. A guy that they had high hopes for in Alex Wilson, he was designated for assignment because they mean business this year. Now, he's going to be retained in the organization the way it looks, but they're doing everything they can, guys. They are. And for everything that they're going through, I'm going to stick up for them, you know, until further notice. I mean, you talk to me in a month and a half or two, maybe a lot of things, you know, will change. But they're 17-15 through all of that, and they're still punching their way out of a corner.
And you're right, man. They're fighting, they're scratching, they're clawing. They know that they might be a little bit outmanned at times, but it never stopped the team before, dude, and it's not going to stop David Stearns and the rest of these guys, this Brewer brass, at all. They are so hell-bent on competing while continuing to have the talent that they have. And don't look now. I know everybody might like to do this. Lewis Brinson just got sent down to the minor leagues. So if you're going to talk about what these guys have done, Christian Yelich won the MVP award, and somebody that you and I both thought was going to be a really, really good player in this league just got sent down to the minor leagues for the second time in the last year and a half that he's been with that organization in Miami.
And people were just floored that the Brewers are trading prospects like that while rebuilding.
Oh, and Eson Diaz? Oh, my goodness, no!
A 1-3 and a 9, I think, three of the top 10 prospects that you had at that time, 1-3-10 maybe. And look what you've recouped here. But, you know, this is a window here in 19 that they have expectations. Still, guys, they do.
Huge expectations, yeah.
Because next year, you would assume that there's going to be some integrated higher-end prospects, maybe one or two of them, spiked into the situation here next year instead of, you know, Ben Gamel, instead of a guy like Jake Petrichka. It'll be an Olchek or a Zach Brown. So they do have this little timeline going. You can read the timeline. You know where Keston Hira and Dubon, one of them is going to be at the big league level. For sure next year, possibly even this year.
I wonder, Tim, if I want to talk about this a little bit after the break or maybe even tomorrow when you come in during the big show, that one of those dudes I think is going to, one of these three, if you're going to talk about the big-time position players, there's a good chance you're going to see one of these three, not maybe only just this year, but maybe before the All-Star break of Hira, Dubon, and Corey Ray. And it really could be one of those three quicker than we think because that service clock is only ticking quicker because of how many games the team's played so far and because we're getting into May. And usually by the middle of May, these guys are able to be eligible to come up and you can use this year as a total buffer for you.
Yeah, no doubt. 799-1250 if you want to join the conversation. Brewers fall today, 11-4. Roster moves coming again. Chase Anderson hurt. Corbin Burns pressed into duty. And Burns, as much as they wanted him in the rotation, back to the bullpen. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes postgame update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind baseball postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, I want to tell some of the Brewers fans through the first month of the season here in the 2019 championship season, Billy, when they had called us last week, mm-hmm. 3 days ago, 3 weeks ago, month ago, off season, they had said they should not put Corbin Burns into the rotation. He was 7-0, whatever he was with the ERA, 2-1, I think.
Yep.
Don't do it, but the organization decided to do it. For those that talked to us about keeping Corbin Burns in the bullpen, you were right. So just because someone deems a decision from a managerial position or a general manager's position, that doesn't mean it's always right. I love that part of debating baseball. I love that part when Scott in Eau Claire can call us. Or Joe from Oak Creek can call us and say, well, I want Burns in the bullpen. That's the right move. You were right, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Love it.
And there were so many opportunities for you to do it because we talked about it, Tim, seemingly every single Hot Stove Weekly. Somehow it got brought up. Do you want Burns in the rotation or in the bullpen? Yep. And yep. you and I both... We're so intrigued to see these guys because starting pitchers are what dominates the numbers and dominates the ratings, right? I mean, that's what starting pitchers are who you can pay to see. They're who you bill as the team to show for teams. That's who is going to be there. You know that's who you're going to see on a night in and night out basis. That's why they make more money. But these bullpens were to understand how to win baseball games and how vital they can be late in games, the high leverage situation. Sometimes your best pitchers need to be late in games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some guys are just better in those situations too. Maybe Corbin Burns doesn't realize it. He's better in a short stint when he knows he's only going to get 6-8 outs.
He might be. However, at the same time, you're always looking for that homegrown stud pitcher too. So that's why you have to give them an opportunity to become the next Verlander, become the next. And sometimes it takes a little while. Look at the dude down in Tampa, Glasnow.
Formerly of the Pirates?
Yes. I mean, this guy, so far, is one of the front runners for the Cy Young. Because, so sometimes you don't know right away, and that's why you have to give him the opportunity. But I just... You know, again, I was thinking about this during the break, that for all the questions we answered about Corbin Burns, for those that wanted him in the bullpen and don't touch him, the numbers are too good, leave him be, you're right, man. It's cool. It's cool. Speaking of Corbin Burns, he was pressed into duty today. He was going to be activated tomorrow and be placed into the bullpen where he had tremendous success, as you guys know, last year. Chase Anderson gets hurt. Jacob Barnes, they wanted two innings out of him. They could, he got you one. He did get you one. Gave up a few runs along the way. But Corbin Burns talked to the media shortly after the ball game.
How hard is it to turn it on when you're not expecting you to be active tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, when something like that happens to Chase, that close to game time, it's tough to get ready quick. I wasn't even in uniform. Wasn't expecting to get activated until tomorrow. But it happened. I just happened to be here, and with him going down with the finger issue, just allowed me to be active tonight. But it was a little weird having to play catch in the first inning and then sit down for a little bit and then get back up again. But overall, it was just a tough night.
Craig said you're gonna work out of the bullpen for a while. What was the conversation like?
Yeah, so it's just basically, obviously with signing Vigino and the starter starting to feel better now. Is now we need some arms to get some outs out of the bullpen. So, I'm gonna do whatever I can to come up here and get outs. Obviously I was in that role last year, so it's something that was kind of used to by the end of the year. So. It's something that I don't think it'll be long for me to transition back into that. First inning tonight was strong, just to watch the building and see it.
How do you feel like your outings went in AAA?
They were good. We kind of had a couple things we wanted to accomplish down there. As far as just getting back to the basics and getting things rolling, and we did that in my two appearances down there.
Did you surprise any of these guys coming back, showing up today, or did they know you were coming?
No, I think surprised most of them. You know, obviously, the plan was for me to be activated tomorrow. So I just happened to be here to come in and drop the stuff off and, you know, get a little work in the weight room, and I just happened to, you know, getting ready to get out of here, and then all of a sudden it was, hey, you know, we need you now. So.
I know you only had 3 days rest. Was it tough being thrown out there today?
No. Yeah, I kind of kept this wig a little bit lighter. You know, and that was kind of a plan of, you know, hey, I think it was their plan was to maybe shorten the outings a little bit down there, keep the pitch count down. But no, I was fully rested, ready to go today.
Is it more of a mental hurdle than anything, Corbin, just to be thrust into action like that, really, with no advanced prep or anything?
I mean, yes, you could say that. But also, you know, being out in the bullpen, it's kind of like that anyway. As soon as the phone rings, you gotta get up and go. So, you know, today was a little bit more exaggerated, and you'll not know until 10 or 4 game time I was going to be activated. So, you know, I had to get ready pretty quick, and then, you know, to get out there, play catch out there. So it was a little bit different, but you know, obviously, you know, as we get going here, it'll fall more into a routine and get more comfortable.
Is there a tinge of disappointment, or are you okay working out of relief, or does it matter to you one way or the other, as long as you're here?
No, I mean, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to help the team win games. You know, right now that's coming out of the bullpen, whether it be, you know, one inning, extended innings, whatever it may be. You know, but you know, these guys have been, you know, played pretty good baseball the last couple of days against that series against the Rockies. So, you know, the plan is, you know, regroup and get back out here tomorrow.
And there's Corbin Burnes, the latest member of the Brewers 2019 bullpen. We're going to hear from Chase Anderson. Hey, by the way, do you think that maybe at times, and I'm talking about Burnes in the bullpen versus starting, talking about a guy like Dan Jennings that was, you know, not re-upped, if you will, a guy like Wade Miley, has this crossed your mind? And again, I totally believe and buy what David Stearns is doing. I do, all told. But at times, he's admitted some mistakes. He has.
For sure he has, yeah, no doubt.
Do you think there might have been just a little, maybe a tick too, I'm going to have to look into this, but a tick too much tinkering?
Could be. With this guy, or with this individual player, or are you saying with the entire roster?
Just a few pieces of the puzzle that you did have some success with, and you know, you didn't... You know, like a Wade Miley would be an example. Or even, for that matter, a Gio Gonzalez. I mean, you
sure
could have had him in the offseason for the same deal that the Yankees.
You could have had him in camp when you started camp for right. What you're paying. You could have given him $2 million. And I don't think Gio Gonzalez would have turned it down to be on a big league club starting camp. That's just me.
Yeah, and I think a guy as intelligent as David Stearns is knows that you can't be afraid to fail. And I would cover my thought of, you know, maybe he tinkers a little bit too much. All bullpens, I shouldn't say all, but a lot, most do turn over a good chunk of the bullpen pieces.
For sure they do. Yeah, that's a year-to-year job in this league.
Yeah, so I shouldn't get on it too much about the bullpen, but just something to think about. Maybe I'll do a little research on that and see if there were some players. Jared Hughes, for example, a couple of years ago.
Jared. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, maybe, pretty just, well with Cincinnati.
Yeah, just guys like that. I don't know. Just something to think about. Chase Anderson, we're going to hear from him up next. If you want to join the conversation, there's a little time for you. 414-799-1250. Interesting game, interesting scenario at Miller Park tonight as Chase gets hurt. He's to the IL. We'll hear from Chase next here on The Fan. And welcome back, Brewers fans. Final couple of minutes, Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey here in the Hyundai of West Allis post-game studios. Tim and Taos, Brewers fall 11-4. A lot to talk about. It was fun tonight. That's something a little bit different, a late scratch. Probably the latest scratch that I've ever experienced doing this show.
It was definitely new for me, Tim. I mean, like, I got off of the On Deck show, and I remember just looking at the timers that we have here at the studio, and you know, you want to make sure radio guy fashion, you hit the post and you sound smooth going into the break. And I was timing it out, I believe, with 16 seconds left in the On Deck Show, Tim, I said, and Chase Anderson on the mound, he'll throw out the first pitch in about 10 minutes from right now. Brewers and Rockies next. Wow. You're listening to The Fan. And then I flip on the audio, and there it is, Bill Schroeder and LePay going, man, so apparently late scratch, that's tough news for Chase Anderson, but Jacob Barnes going to go in there and try to perform admirably.
What the hell was Corbin Burns doing in town? I mean, that was my first reaction. Like, wait a second.
I was just waiting for him to hit Corbin Burns' music. I think like he should have had like the Rocks theme song when he started throwing in the bullpen. Because everybody looks at him, he takes off his jacket, and there's the 39. Like, did he get dressed in the bullpen or did he get dressed in the bathroom? Because I don't know who was covering the game today. We had Joe, and the thing is like, it's just kind of funny because Adam and Todd and Tom and Drew Wagner, all those guys are so they're down there every night. So they know just about anything that goes on. For none of them to know that this was happening is amazing.
Pipe Bomb and I walked in the Brewers clubhouse in Arizona, and we just were like, is that Baker Mayfield? So
yeah.
You'd have thought that the uni for Corbin Burns would have been out in a locker, right?
Would have thought. Yeah, you would have given it some thought that, oh, hey, oh, that's 39. Okay.
30.
Interesting.
Just a second.
Nice. Huh. Okay, cool.
Let's squeeze in Bill here up north.
Baseball wizard and his jolly sidekick. I'm feeling pretty positive about the rotation, the starting rotation, and I think the bullpen is going to be markedly better with Corbin Burns in the bullpen, and I do believe Jeffress is going to come around. I think he's going to right the ship. I know they lost bad today, but I see good things coming to this pitching staff.
Hey, Bill, you doing some Captain Black tonight?
I am.
Good man.
In fact, I've got the church wizard in my mouth as I'm talking to you.
There we go. I like the smell of Captain Black, man. I do. That's good stuff. Bill, thanks. I too agree and am optimistic in the bullpen. If you take a look, Billy, at Junior Guerra, Jeremy Jeffress, obviously Josh Hader, and now Corbin Burns, does it seem like the bullpen's taking a little better shape?
Yeah, it does, and the names are doing a little bit more for you. I just think it's really interesting, and it's so intriguing to see what they're going to do with Jeremy Jeffress here, man. I thought sooner or later, he was going to find himself back in a situation where he was about to be closing games, or like he was going to be in that situation where he was going to be, wow, I sounded like I was just having a grabber there. Did you hear that? Wow, that was weird. All of a sudden, wow, okay. But I thought he was going to be in a situation where it was going to be high leverage, like where it takes your breath away. But for him to be pitching tonight in a 10-4 game in the ninth inning, is showing what they think right now of JJ and where their trust level is with him, that they would rather put in Jacob Barnes in a situation to start out the game where you have 9 innings, 27 outs to possibly make up for whatever situation happens.
And we can't discount Alex Claudio, who is really starting to come around. So it is starting to take a little
shape. That was one appearance. Well, let's not put the cart before the horse with your guy Claudio over here, all right?
My boy Alex Claudio.
Slow your roll on that one, Timmy. That's what the kids say nowadays. Slow your roll, kid.
Chase Anderson scratched late. He'll explain it to you. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Well, I had a callus since spring training. I think you need calluses when you throw the ball. I always had a callus on my thumb, finger, and we come back here from New York and tell the trainers that playing catch, it's a little there's a little crack there. They put some sticky stuff or some glue to help it stay together, and felt good with that. And you know, I thought going into the start today, I felt like it was, you know, the glue was surrounding it and holding it together. But as I got doing long toss and come in and threw a couple pitches pretty hard to Robinson, our bullpen catcher, I looked down, my hand had blood coming down from my finger, and I threw my flat ground like I always do, fastballs, changeups, curveballs, a lot of stuff, and I The fastball I didn't really feel too much on, but just the changeup cut across the seam and then the curveball trying to put pressure on that, it definitely affected those two pitches. So, and Hookie asked me before the game just to make sure, be honest with him, going into it, so not put us in too big of a bind. Obviously, you come out that quick, and then, you put the strain on the bullpen initially. But there's really no good scenario when that happens. So it's one of the things you can't really control, and, just hopefully heals up pretty quick.
Frustrating is that for you, Chase?
Very frustrating. I think the biggest thing was I feel like I was about to get on a roll. I was pitching okay, but you look at the numbers, it's good, but okay. For me as a starting pitcher, I expect to pitch 6-7 innings, and hopefully 8 or 9, but I feel like all my pitches are starting to feel pretty good come out of my hand, and to have a little bit of a setback with the finger and nothing related to like your arm is more frustrating than anything, because I feel like I was about to get on a pretty good run with all four pitches felt pretty good in the bullpen, and continuing to build back up the endurance was, I feel like I was right there about to turn a corner to get back on that, 6-7 inning train, if you will.
How difficult is it to make that call of I'm not good enough to go tonight, knowing you don't want to put that strain on?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest thing. I told Barnsley, I told him I owed him one for I left the bullpen out there. I was like, because you don't want to do that to anybody, any of the guys. So that's the hardest thing probably to swallow. You almost rather go out there and you can always look at it and say, I could have done this, could have done that. But it's one of those things you can't really control. So it's not a good scenario either way.
Were you bleeding all over the ball?
Yeah, the ball was covered, not covered, but it was coming out of my finger, and I'm having to lick my hand or wipe my pants. And, between each throw after, I started to see the blood come out. So it was going to be, I'm sure, an issue as if I would have continued.
How long do you think you were warming up before that happened?
Well, I was looking at it as I was moving back in my long toss. And it was staying together. The glue was still over the cut. Staying together. Then once I started to put some pressure on it, so hard, my pull-down session, that's when it opened up and cracked. And I think the more pressure I put on it with the ball, that's just kind of...
Were you surprised to hear they immediately put you on the IL?
I mean, yes and no, but I think you kind of open up a spot, right? Depending on, you don't know how long it's going to take. Hopefully it takes a few days and it heals back up, but it could take 10 days, hopefully. It's one of those things, yes and no, but there's nothing you can do about it.
That dude right there is a good guy and super, super easy to like, Chase Anderson.
He's one of the most honest professional athletes you'll ever meet.
No
that
question.
That was just sheer honesty right there by Chase Anderson. He's going to tell you what he knows. And like he said, it's kind of what you and I talked about, Tim. It felt like Chase was going to start rolling a little bit. You seemed to notice a little bit more of that swag that Chase was pitching with back when he was dominating folks.
And you felt it, and he just made mention of that he felt like he was going to get on a roll, and the roll had just begun. What's surprising to me is that he didn't say that, it needed to be a 10-day IL because of this thing was going to heal in 4 days. Yeah, it wasn't going to heal in 4 days, right?
That kind of stuff doesn't happen in 4 days. That's going to go, man. That thing's going to bleed, and it's going to hurt.
Yeah, I remember in my collegiate athlete days when I was... When I was a bowler.
Here we go.
You'd get blisters bowling.
Sure.
You'd just throw
blisters,
some of that.
For sure.
You'd throw some of that new skin on there, mm-hmm. on your thumb.
New skin.
Yep. And that trooped right through.
You got to go, right? Lights are on, baby. They grease these lanes. Somebody's going to throw this ball down there and see if they can't get this thing down, all 10 of them.
Hey, being a collegiate athlete and a bowler, man, that's some tough go at
Timmy,
times.
From one collegiate athlete to another, proud of you.
we're definitely in the brotherhood. I know.
Yeah,
that.
No. Yeah, we're definitely in that brotherhood. That's for sure. No doubt, brother.
All right, we're going to be back at it with post-game meets the big show tomorrow afternoon. That should be fun. And I think... If memory serves, in the three post-game meets the big shows, the Brewers have won all three of those, right?
Yeah, we're pacing really well right now. And also, I think that more importantly, everybody's played pretty nice on post-game
so
meets
far.
The big show. I think it's been cordial. I think our boss has enjoyed it.
Civil.
I think the listeners have enjoyed it, which, first and foremost, we want our listeners to enjoy it. And I think that, Tim, everybody's enjoying your presence in the afternoon, as well as I think some people are enjoying mine, because if you don't know, today was me hitting the quarter turn as a full member of the afternoon show.
Three months?
Today was the official day that I've been there 3 months.
90 days. You're through your probationary period.
Yeah, and hopefully the checks start clearing, because today I had to pay my student loans.
Tough. Well, yeah. Well, we have a student loan reimbursement program at Entercom.
Yeah, and I'm just, I'm just waiting to let know if I got in. You know, I'd just like to know a confirmation email.
Have to be accepted.
Right. Yes. You have to be accepted. You need to apply. All applications must be in by April 23rd. So I was in on time.
All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. Freddy Peralta gets the start off the IL, and let's hope he's on. The Brewers go after the series tomorrow against the Rockies. That's a 12-10 start, and I would surmise that we'll be on the air about 5 o'clock, the way this has been going this year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wendy's Big Show meets the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. We'll meet right here in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios. For Sam Schmitz, thanks to our staff down at Miller Park. Great job tonight. For Baby Tops Bill Schmidt, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a nice night, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon here. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.